Ben from the LOL Comedy Club. Ben from the LOL Legion of Lint. All these people that I thought were my friends were not. And it just leaves me back where I started. Alone. I walk around in the middle of the night, wanna feel anything and look for a fight. I thought I found my community, it turns out that was just a fucking lie. I got no legion out of tail, got so mad that I had to yell, I was banned from the LOL. Now I'm in a personal hell, my only joy is cleaning clothes. I'm so lonely, Mr. Laundry, I got no clothes to clean that are not my own. So lonely, Mr. Laundry, I have nobody, I wash alone. I thought I had a new home, turns out I was alone. Throw it out and make a blueprint. Thought I found my legion of lint, turns out I couldn't take a hint. Thought I could hang out with the anti-PC crowd, I realized it was just a fantasy. Right now, now I'm alone again, and I got nothing to do but laundry. So lonely, Mr. Laundry, I have no clothes to clean that are not my own. Mr. Laundry, I have nobody, I wash alone.
Welcome to the podcast for laundry. I'm your host, Brett Davis. Thank you for tuning in to the regular old show. If you like the show, leave a review or whatever. Patreon. I've got a great guest here. He's a wonderful person, Alex English.
Hello, friend.
Hi.
You sound so melancholy for someone with such hardcore bars at the top of the show.
Well, thank you. I mean, I do put passion where I can afford it, but
yeah,
you know, I'm sorry. You deserve so much more energy.
I don't want you to like push yourself. You know, I'm no one's. You know, who am I?
You're Alex English, hit comedian, touring act all across the nation.
I mean,
member of the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Hey,
sounds like a great gig.
You were part of it.
No.
You were part of it.
Not really.
Are you kidding? I just listened to an episode and you're like all up in that thing.
Mm-mm.
You're all up in it.
No, I'm the worst part of it.
Oh, God, please stop it. No, that's not what we do. I mean, the song Up Top People is just a sample of what Brett Michael Artavius Davis IV provided us with.
Thank you for pronouncing Artavius right. A lot of people get tripped up on that.
You know?
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you're so great, and I'm just here, and I don't know if you heard, but I had tried to do a new podcast with, like, friends. You know, I thought, like, you know, people have heard me talk alone, you know, to a guest. I thought this would be a fun sort of community-building exercise, and it just turned out that these people I thought were my friends just really didn't like me. And
Well, people liked it when you were alone, right?
No.
No? You kept, I mean, people kept listening, right?
Not really. We're really struggling with the listens.
Well, I mean, you have me here. Yeah. I'm your friend. There's always a new opportunity for improvement.
I'll get the English bump for sure, but.
Well, I don't know if it'll be that much, friend. I don't know.
Is it because I've started out?
No, it has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with what my bump constitutes and the constituency, usually, you know, 10 people max.
Well, I would be, you know, 10 more than zero, so.
I don't know if it's zero.
I don't.
Your podcast is out here. I've seen the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the numbers. The numbers came in. I requested them before I came in.
Can I see the numbers?
No, it was a private email between me and the Forever Dog producers. We can't, you know, let that be seen. But don't worry, you got numbers.
They don't respond to my emails. They release the show, and it's a contractual obligation.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I have access. I have a little more access to Forever Dog. I don't know. It has nothing to do with you.
This is the thing. You've got the industry sway. Like you can send an email to Forever Dog and be like, give me the numbers. I can send the same email
to every podcast on the network. Yeah. Unofficial really? Expert, I have them. Cat and Pat, I have them.
How do they do?
Everyone's doing exceedingly and abundantly well. And you're catching up. So that's good. Ascension. You should focus on the ascension.
I've completely blocked out all of the other Forever Dog podcasts.
Well, it's kind
of
hard, friend, when they're all on the wall here in the studio.
But it's.
But you're not blocked out either. You're a part of the family. Down two avenues. National Lampoon too. The Forever Dog Network believes in you enough to be on two of their podcasts.
I'm part of the family in that they don't want me at Thanksgiving. They're like, please don't come.
Well, do you not eat the food during Thanksgiving? Are you like one of those people who need like extra special requirements? Because then that's you, friend.
Well, I mean, personally, my recent Thanksgiving experience was I didn't have anywhere to go because my family isn't not on the best terms with my family. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, at least you don't have to deal with any like conversations with people that you didn't want to talk to.
This is true.
Politics and all that craziness. You had to deal with like passive aggressiveness. The positive of that is that you didn't really have to see, you know, people that you didn't care for, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I thought my new family was going to be the Legion of Lint. Yeah. This was my podcast.
Yeah, previously.
Yeah. I was trying to get it on Compound Media, which is, you know, where all the hot podcasts are outside of Forever Dog.
Well, it's trial and error. You know, we all go from one circle to the next to try to figure out where we fit. You're not doing anything out of the norm. It's just figuring out where you're celebrated, and you can be celebrated in more places than one.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about this is about you and your laundry habits.
I kind of want this now to be about you.
No, let's start the show.
Seems like you need to be uplifted.
I apologize, everybody. Again, like, subscribe, leave a review. I can use it. And here's our guest, Alex English.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, that's the not me. There's the Brett that I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here, friend, in your home with your family, where you are uplifted and appreciated for your sexual prowess.
There's so many falsehoods in that statement. I just need to soldier on.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I know you can say all you want about yourself, but I don't know that that's true.
Well, I know that Forever Dog does not consider me part of their family.
I don't know.
I definitely know my sexual prowess is lacking.
In what way?
I haven't had sex with a human in multiple years.
Well, you know, God loves that. Mm-hmm. You know? Celibacy is smiled upon in the Christian community.
Okay.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. I also have a podcast about laundry.
I also feel like God has turned.
Are you a Christian?
Well, I could be. I feel like
that
God
could be
has
your next podcast then.
Me.
You could be a Christian. This is a Christian podcast now.
What if I've committed one of like the cardinal sins?
We all have, friend.
I didn't kill anybody.
You haven't killed anyone, so you're fine.
But what if I did?
Have you repented? You want to talk about the time you killed someone?
By repent, does it mean like you wouldn't do it again? And
well, that's a good question. Yeah. You know, I think you'd have to reach out to your newly Christian fan base once they get a hold of the fact that this is now a godly podcast, and you are here with a good Christian, pretty good standing with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, you know, once you get that fan base that'll just be swamping in from after this episode airs, I mean, I'm sure you can ask that question and they'll have an answer for you about what repentance truly looks like.
That is a good way to describe my fan base, is that they swamp in.
Well, Christians usually come in droves.
Okay.
I'll say. But let's say that. We don't want to give them, like, amphibian-like qualities. That's not that. But you have a podcast about laundry. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Well, I always
say this is a Christian podcast.
I always say that. Well, you know, putting it that way,
yeah,
it does make me feel good.
There
you
go.
And I think I've done so much laundry that it would make up for any murders I committed.
Hey,
Years ago, or just weeks ago.
And you know what the next step is after you do laundry, when you're trying to get closer to God, You got to start washing people's feet because that's what Jesus.
Do you want me to wash your feet?
Well, I just took a shower, so it won't be necessary for me. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure.
I wash your feet.
Well, thank you. But see the mm-hmm. gesture, just the even suggestion of it, you're already one step closer on your yeah. pathway to the pearly gates.
The people listening can't see this, but I stood up.
Yeah,
I stood
you did. Up,
and you know, I do have access to soap. It is laundry detergent. But it's safe on the skin. It's
I mean, I
generation.
Just took a shower like an hour ago. So like my feet are clean. Mm-hmm. But rain check.
What's your turge?
My turge. Oh, my God. I can't believe I know that terminology without asking. Mm-hmm. I'm a tide guy. You know, when I got a little money in my pocket, I'm more privy to the powder than the gel situation or the pods. No, I need mm-hmm. to see suds. So I'm a Tide powder kind of dude. Gain when the pockets are a little like on E, when it's hard out here, you know, struggling, you scraping some pennies out of the Talenti jar on the counter.
Yes, yes.
You know, go for some Gain. What's the other one? It comes in a blue bottle sometimes with the yellow top. Gain. Not I said Gain. Extra. Is it called Extra?
There's Extra, yeah. There's Arm & Hammer.
I forget. I mean, it truly depends on like what I can afford.
I mean, I recommend Seventh Generation.
Okay.
A because it's paraben free, it's dye free, it's fragrance free, and B because I have a personal gripe with the Procter & Gamble Corporation.
Oh, I mean, many people do.
I don't want to get into it. It's a long story.
Many people do. Big Pharma.
But I.
No. I think. So you don't like fragrances, like you don't like Mountain Fresh.
I love the fragrance of Tide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean
I love a good Mountain Fresh or like a what's another one like a summer spring breeze. Mm-hmm. Like a book of flowery, like, and I don't mind a fragrance. I don't know,
I mean Tide Classic, if Tide Classic, if they sold that outside of the bottle, I'd spray that on my body.
What if they like made like a weed smell? You know, if your clothes already, if you already like smoke weed, what if they made like a detergent where like, look, we're just gonna knock out the middleman here. Mm-hmm.
Well, smoking weed's very cool. It's a cool thing to do. So.
I mean, it's fun to do before and after laundry. I'd be willing to bet my money right now that the people watching this, listening to this podcast, people listening to the podcast are a good percentage of them are high right now,
mm-hmm.
doing their laundry.
Well, I mean, we could talk about how to treat stains like for like a hemp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a divergent thread, and I really want to get into. I mean, potatoes. You always look very fresh. Your colors pop on your clothes.
Thank you.
You never look faded. You never look too wrinkled, rumpled.
I use a steamer.
You use a steamer.
You got to be about that steamer life, friend. People who use irons, come on. Let's get out of that. Like, mm-hmm. you got to get a steamer, a good miniature steamer in your room. Hang up your clothes and just steam away.
A lot of people think laundry ends with the dryer. And
no.
That's step three of like,
you know what
30.
I just got into that I like my mother used to do it, and then somewhere along the way of adulthood I just kind of like left it alone.
Mm-hmm.
A good fabric softener. I did not know.
This is so crucial.
And then one day I was like, you know, maybe because I was noticing or sometimes my clothes would be like a little dry and like mm-hmm. not comfy. I'm like, my t-shirts are a little like crunchy. I don't know why. I feel like I'm wearing cereal right now. Like, no, and then, you know, I was like, what can I do? And I started, like, I had a little extra money in my pocket, you know, a little cash to do laundry. I'm like, what does fabric softener do?
Yeah.
I mean, the words fabric softener, because, you know, to me, I think everything is a scam. Like, I think everything, like, oh, I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that. I got to pay for this thing that's going to make my clothes smell good. The other one going to knock the wrinkles out. I'm like, everybody's just trying to sell me something, you know? So I'm always paranoid. I'm going to just get some detergent and we'll call it a day. But. I was proven wrong. So I started using fabric softener, and I mean, feeling like I just bought it off the rack.
It
works.
It not
and
only...
I used the one with the bears on it.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome. Thank
they're
you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay.
Or the Suf, what's Suf, Sufwido? Suf, what's the name of it? I never can pronounce it.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's like the class of clouds on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't get enough of it.
I'll put it this way. If you're in the shower, do you just use shampoo or do you use shampoo and conditioner?
I just started using conditioner like in the last year, friend.
Well, there we go. Your hair looks great.
But see, it wasn't always that way. Mm-hmm. I am really learning how to be like a mature adult that takes care of themselves like just this year.
Yeah.
Conditioner, I did not know. Well, you know, I didn't know that was a thing like black people used. I was not aware. I was just shampooing and then keeping it moving, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it took me a while to realize, oh, you know, conditioner is not just – because, you know, you always see white people growing up on those commercials for conditioners and shampoos. You just be like, oh, that's not – they're not talking to me, you know. But, hey, it's for us too, black people out there.
Hair is hair.
In laundry land.
But this fabric softener.
Fabric softener is for us too.
It'll strengthen fabrics. It'll help reduce friction during the laundry process. It'll help retain the shape, reduce color fading, reduce pilling.
Yeah.
Pilling, I hate pilling.
I would even argue that black people didn't start washing their clothes until they started putting black people in the commercials.
Okay. That's your take.
That's my personal take. Yeah. I was always raised in a house where we washed our clothes, but could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine a situation where someone watched television and was like, I guess it's not for us?
I can imagine that situation.
You know?
But I will be clear because I think I did lose some people during my Legion of Lint. that is your
take. I'm here to bring them back, friend. The black Christians.
Mm-hmm. I did feel like I lost some of the black Christians that listened to the show.
You didn't lose all of them. Don't worry.
Okay.
The one thing about black Christians is that we, you know, black Christians still listen to the people that they consider leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So if the black Christians that are your laundry constituency, they won't stray far, you know? It's very like, how should I say? It's very like, you know, slave master mentality, you know, slave, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's it, like religion goes back to that. And I mean, you know, not to say that you are one.
No, I've never.
But you can lead a cult. And that's not slavery at all.
I was in prison. I worked for the mafia. I never led a cult.
What? A laundry cult?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would argue, what better a cult than one that wants people to be clean?
Oh, you're giving me ideas.
Hey.
You're giving me ideas.
Hey. I'm just saying. You could do it. I believe in you.
I mean, I think there might be something to this Christian thing. I think I could harness.
That's how you build your community that you always wanted.
And, you know, maybe I can, I'm the laundry monster. I'll never be clean.
And
but,
I mean, a part of this cult, you could just like, you know, you could give out free detergent to the needy. You could, like, you know, wash other people's clothes for them.
Yeah. In the Vatican City, all the laundromats are free. Donated by the Pope.
We just keep arriving at gym after gym. And it's like, you are going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question.
Okay.
I have. It's a bit right to it, but.
I didn't kill anybody.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. But relative to that,
I fucked the Tide bottle.
But wait, relative to the killing.
Yes.
Let's just go on.
I worked for the mob.
How do we feel about washing the rags or the socks that we use post masturbation?
Oh.
Do we go ahead and wash those, or do we kind of just let them dry up into like a ball of, because I mean, I have, okay, this is a confession, since mm-hmm. we are in that, also in that space now.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't do my own laundry,
mm-hmm.
and the face rag that sits betwixt the bed frame and the window seal that I just kind of like lightly placed on the windowsill has sometimes gone and been tossed into the haphazardly into the hamper. And if I go and
I queued it up at the wrong point.
Sometimes the face rag that and or sock that gets used for, you know, nighttime self-care has been thrown or tossed into the hamper, you know.
I would say that's more of a reason to not do drop-off because it's a wicked game. You want some pervert. Because it's all perverts that work at laundromats.
You think?
Yeah.
They have a passion for underwear?
Look, I owned a laundromat, so I'm not a pervert. I owned a laundry speakeasy.
Oh, did you live in a town where there was prohibition for laundry?
No, I was living in Janine Garofalo's basement, and I started getting.
Well, there's someone who does laundry. I always see her in different outfits.
Yeah. She cleans.
She cleans. She's clean. She's a clean
She had
lady.
A lot of. Check out that episode in the archive. she had a lot of opinions about laundry. I'm just saying it's a wicked game to play. I think you should do your own laundry.
If you're going to wash your cum rags.
Honestly, if you're someone that appreciates the feeling of a church, then you're missing out on the corridor of dreams, the cacophony of cleanliness that is the laundromat.
All right.
That is where I pray. That is where I find myself. I center myself.
Yeah.
Even now, sure, maybe I don't have a place to sleep, generally speaking. Maybe I don't have friends. But I always have the laundromat. There's one in every couple streets, every couple blocks. There's a laundromat, and I am home there.
What's on the television at the laundromat? You know, there's always one thing.
Usually like El Gordo y La Flaca.
Oh.
Or, I don't know, like mine Teen plays, Titans Go.
Mine plays anime. Yeah. Lots of anime. And sometimes they'll just be like a nice soundtrack. Of some music playing, just no genre specific, just top 40 something. Yeah, they're good for that.
Yeah, I mean, what's your laundromat if you're willing to share?
It's called Crystal Touch. Crystal Touch.
Beautiful name.
Yeah, I mean, and they do a fine job. You know, like you if you go to drop it off, they give it to you bagged up in the little plastic, and it's all nice and tied up with the safety pin and your little receipt on the side. Mm-hmm. They have a system, actually, so that you don't have to continue giving your name and stuff, where you say, oh, I'm Alex and I live on da-da-da-da street, and it pulls right up.
And they get it right every time?
They get it right every time.
They don't lose your...
I would be a hypocrite to get upset with them for that, because I lose so many articles of clothing.
It's a wicked game.
I can't get upset by, you know, a missing sock. You know, it just doesn't happen. It happens a lot. It would happen a lot more often with me if I were doing my own laundry. And I do sometimes.
Well, I mean, I can't teach you self-control.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can say that at least you'll be responsible for your own lost socks.
And that's the teachings of your laundry cult. See? Yeah. See? You inspire people. You can inspire people.
I think I
just got
banned from the LOL Comedy Club. I don't inspire people.
Oh, getting banned at LOL? Oh, you are a Christian, because that is a blessing. Okay.
Really? It's the hottest club in town, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, is that where the people that do laundry go to LOL? They go, are clean people at LOL?
I would say that.
Did you see any clean clothes there?
I mean, they're all tourists. They're, you know.
So, no.
They're living out of a suitcase.
They're living out of suitcases and hotels and hostels. They ain't doing laundry, friend.
Have you performed at LOL?
Once, only once.
Congratulations.
And that was pretty much that was a good one.
I got a nightly slot because I would do all the barking.
Congratulations.
And stuff. Yeah.
Well, see, now you have the opportunity to spread your gospel.
Well, no, I don't, because they banned me from the venue.
They banned you.
Mm-hmm.
For what? What did you do?
I don't want to get it.
Well, Frank.
I maybe have alienated many people and
You told them how dirty they were? See, yeah, that's yeah. Can't be like abusing people. You can't accost people.
Literally beat the shit out of somebody.
Oh, well, violence is never the answer unless you were like beating them with like.
But I'm repenting.
Soap on a rope.
I'm repenting. Yeah. I've gotten my ass beat with soap on a rope.
Oh, really?
In prison.
Oh. Well, how thick was the soap? Because prison soap, I don't know. It was the rope that they hit you with.
I don't even know if it was soap.
Can
in
you
there.
Even feel the soap in prison?
I felt something.
But again, you can inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a story. People are inspired by stories. You went to prison, got beat up with soap, came out, became a laundry
like a
person.
Loser, though.
Then you tried to give it to somebody else. You tried to pass along your knowledge of cleanliness at LOL Comedy Club by beating someone up.
And I failed. I failed with that. I failed at the Legion of Lin. I failed at my...
But there's always room for growth. Failing is just where you go to the bottom, and then you can only go up, you know? You can only go up. Like, what happens? I mean, just because, you know, something, you know, you wash a white with the colored, and then...
Oh, I don't do that.
Segregationist, are we? No. But if you...
Yeah, in laundry?
Hypothetically, this is for the hypothetical. Like, you wash a white with the colors, and then the white, by mistake, and then, like, the shirt comes out pink. Well, you got a pink shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Make do with what you have now, and, like, make it, and dress that shit up. Make sure it has some fabric softener so you don't lose the softness, and you're good, and then that's an inspiring message for everyone. Just because it's pink now, doesn't mean it's trash. You don't throw it away. That's inspiring. You can be the pink shirt in the world that you want to see.
I love all this advice, but I just don't feel like I am a confident enough person.
Well, where can you gain that confidence? Like, where do you think, is there someone in the laundry universe that inspires you? Maybe you can find it from that person.
Well, yeah, you know, you heard my laundry parody song.
Yes, I did.
It was good, right?
It was great. I bopped my head a couple times, yeah.
Well, I've been influenced by this guy, Edward Train.
Okay.
He does a song called Do Laundry. I'll play it for you. It's my ringtone. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're just listening to that Daft Punk. Pharrell, Rogers song. But wait till you hear these vocals.
Like the legend of the Clorox.
Oh. It's like a Baby Yoda kind of thing going on here.
I don't know if Baby Yoda talks.
This is what he would sound like if he did
talk. Oh, this is someone wiser than Yoda. Edward Train.
Okay.
What?
I don't know a ton about him, but I love this song so much.
And he shares a passion for doing laundry like you.
Well, yeah, I look at this video. I'll show you the video. He's just this guy, and he's got all these sexy friends. He's got like belly dancers, exotic dancers, hula hoopers, all these cool people, and he's singing about laundry, and they all like him. And I'm like, what is the difference between me and Edward?
I don't know, but I'll say this. I mean, you lit up when this song came on, and you lit up even more describing him. So it sounds like the inspiration can come from them. Sounds like you really get a kick out of him.
Yeah, but I don't know him personally.
Well, how do we better that situation? How do we resolve this? How do we get to know this man so that you can go on and be inspired to do big things like he did?
He said, there's no way.
I'm sure there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a wash, there's a way. Where there's a washing machine.
Let me look up maybe his representation or something that I can...
Do what you gotta do. Never say never.
I found his phone number.
Oh. What are we doing then?
I mean,
get on the phone and call that motherfucker.
I did have to use the dark web, so.
Hey, sometimes the dark web. I mean, I'm black, so I love anything dark.
This is true. I was gonna make that correlation myself. All right, should I give him a call?
I said go for
no.
it. I said go
no,
for it.
No.
I'll be here with you when you talk to him.
I'll be too nervous.
Of course you will, but that's how you know you're inspired.
I can't do
it. You got to.
No. It's Edward Train.
Okay. Do you think...
The master of this.
Do you think Michael Jordan hesitated in getting in touch with Dr. J? Yeah. That's what's happening right now. I'm calling you the Michael Jordan of this laundry shit, and he is Dr. J. You need to get on the phone and call your sensei. All right? I'm telling you. I think he'll guide you spiritually in exactly the way you need to go. Okay. And by the end of this podcast, we will have uplifted you to onto new heights. And you'll find yourself in a position unlike no other.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do it.
Get on the phone, friend.
All right.
Call him up. I'm here. I'm here with you. You have my support. 100%.
Okay. God, what do I say when I...
Hello, my name is Brett. I'm a huge, huge fan, inspired by you. I am a laundry expert, and you seem to be as well. Let's talk about it.
All right.
Just dive in. He's a busy man, so don't waste his time. You already know what you want to ask. You already know what you want to say. Lead with your heart. Let God guide your tongue.
God, help me through this call with my hero, Edward Train.
Yeah.
He's probably not even going to pick up. Is this Edward Train?
It is.
I'm Brett Davis. I'm the host of the podcast for Laundry.
That's great. We share a common interest in laundry.
This is actually huge for me. Is it Edward, or can I call you Ed, or Mr.
Train? Call me Ed. Yeah, I have an Austrian name because I have an Austrian mother, but people call me Ed Train.
Okay, Mr. Train, thank you so much for answering. But do you have a few minutes to talk? I really want to pick your brain about this.
Only a few minutes? I'll spend as much time as you like.
Well, thank you. Okay, I'm here with Alex English. He's a comedian in New York City.
Hello.
And I'm Brett Davis. I'm a laundrian in New York City.
That's great.
And I host a show called The Podcast for Laundry. It's the only podcast meant to be listened to while you're doing laundry. And I stumbled upon your song because I've written so many laundry parody songs myself. And yours pales, all of mine pale in comparison to yours. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
So, yeah, the song Do Laundry, like, can you tell me the genesis of that?
All right, so everybody was going crazy for the song that Daft Punk put out with Nile Rodgers playing guitar and Pharrell Williams called Get Lucky, and everybody was going nuts. Actually, at the time, I was thinking, how is this song a big hit? But it was the giant hit of that year. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine was on tour with Chic, with Nile Rodgers' band, and had been involved in the production of the song. And I know some of these people that were involved in the production of the original track. And so they're out on a tour playing the song. You know, Nile Rodgers goes out and plays the 100 artists that he has made famous. He plays their songs because they're actually his, because he produced them and wrote a lot of that. Everything from Madonna to Duran Duran, and then, of course, this Daft Punk song. So I was online one night, and my friend was on tour with Nile Rodgers and Chic in Eastern Europe. And I saw him online. So I said, oh, what are you up all night to get lucky? It's just like a dumb joke. Mm-hmm. And he wrote back, no, we're actually up all night to do laundry.
Yeah, looking
for a love it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They were looking for a laundromat.
And a hit was
exactly.
born.
So they're banging on doors looking for a laundromat so that they could get on the bus in the morning with a clean shirt. And I said, that's really funny. It just struck me as funny doing laundry. So I said, let's make a song parody of that. And he said, I don't have time. I'm on tour for 7 more weeks. And I said, all right, I'll make the song parody. And once I finished it, it was clear that we had to do a music video. I then invited a lot of my musical friends, and I don't even remember the count, maybe 60, 70 people got involved. Everybody wanted to be in the video, and we just had a lot of fun making it.
Yeah, wow. You have so many people in this video. You've got a Lucille Ball impersonator.
That's Sherry Dobrin, yeah.
A clone trooper. You've got Blues Brothers. You've got so many burlesque dancers, belly dancers, hula hoopers. You got like a big, sexy group of people.
And, that's right.
You know, I'm dealing with a thing right now where my social circle is pretty much dried up. because laundry kind of comes first. And,
of course.
Interpersonal things come second.
Priorities.
Alex is here, but I feel like, that's a fleeting friendship.
No. No, he's totally wrong. I want you to know also, Ed, how serious this is to Brett. I mean, I've seen a couple teardrops come down on the computer screen.
Don't talk about my tears.
So he's really like excited to be here for you. As a friend, I'm telling you that about him.
But you got all these people in costume. You're in a big group setting. Everybody's doing their funky dancing and the live performance. It's so incredible. So how do you how can I, as a huge laundry head like yourself,
yes,
amass a social circle of so many cool, fun people? Because you're well,
I'll tell you, there's an easy formula. First of all, there's two easy formulas. The first of which is, what I do professionally is I put together music jams. So I get people together, not really open mics, but more a place where musicians can come, meet each other, cross-pollinate. They're all in bands. They all play on gigs all over the place, and mostly for me in New York area around Connecticut as well. But they don't get to know each other. So they get to come to my jams. I do three of them a week. Two at a place called Bobby Q's in Norwalk, and another one that floats around in different places. And people get together and play music together as a way to get to know each other. So we have a built-in social network, and I went out to all of my very talented friends and said, would you guys like to participate in this funny thing that I want to do? And they said, of course we would. And instead of getting 10 of them, which is what I needed, I got 50 or 60 or 70 of them. There's professional actors and actresses, they're Broadway performers, and they all just jumped on it because it's part of what we do in having fun with music jamming. And the fact that it was laundry, everybody runs around singing "Is Up All Night to Do Laundry." People do it in their bands up here. We love it as much as you do, and I'm glad that you do.
Oh, I've played the song for David Cross, Janine Garofalo, Alex English, some of the biggest names in comedy. They all.
It sounds like, Brett, it sounds like based on Ed's story, that Brett, you have to find your tribe. You have to find someone, people with common goals in life.
Uh-huh.
And you got
bring
it.
Them together.
There's not enough fun going on. Everybody's worried about business and politics and making money and whatever. And we get together and we do the thing we love, which is music. And then when the opportunity, I was going to say there are two things. The first thing that we do is the music, right? Mm-hmm. But the second part of this is I recommend to everybody to become a film director because you've got an iPhone in your hand and you can make product. You can make everything from podcasts to music videos very easily now with technology that you can own. And so that's really what happened with this video. I wanted to bring my old-fashioned filmmaking background, which was in film and video. I wanted to learn how to do it on, you know, inexpensive gear that I could own. This was all done on a Mac with a Nikon camera, stuff that any person could have. And as soon as you tell somebody you're a director, I'm a director, like, oh, what can I do for you? How can I help you with your vision? And as silly as this video is, everybody bent over backwards to make it happen.
Yeah.
DIY success.
That's crazy. I mean, I could get people on the show, and then they just kind of wind up not liking me or whatever.
Hey, Ed, I've got a really great question, I think.
What's that?
So after the creation of this video, it went everywhere. People loved it. Everyone participated, had a blast. Did any detergent brands come out and reach out to you in order to find a way to be a part of this video?
A brand? You mean like
your Tides, your Cloroxes? No one? Any Bounce
Sheets? I would love it. There's a line. The opening line involves Clorox.
They missed out on an opportunity here to link up.
The garment.
My agent is going to be working on a sponsorship deal, and that's going to come at some
there
point
we go.
After I get an agent.
We got to think big out here now. You know,
I would love nothing better. Nothing better.
Ed, what's your turge?
Say that again.
What's your turge?
What's my turge?
Yeah, you're
am I that square where I don't know what a turge is?
It is laundry head slang. It's what's your detergent?
You're in the laundry community.
Oh, my turge. I love it. No, I'm the worst. I use the cheapest, the Spanish one that I can't even pronounce the name because it's like $1, you know, instead of $12.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Well, you know.
So I would have to say Tide. If I felt rich, I'd be buying Tide, but I'm not. So.
Well, I recommend Seventh Generation. I got a seventh generation. It's doubt free. It might be time to give it a chance. Now, that's just one of my laundry.
Are you auditioning for his next video?
Well, yeah. Are there? I know you said you made some parody songs. Are there any more laundry related songs? Maybe a laundry.
Well, it
record?
Sounds like we're working on one together. I think we need to get together and go on a shoot and make a laundry video. Maybe a laundry Christmas video.
This would make my dreams come true.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm serious. I'll come down to New York. I'll bring some cameras and we'll shoot. We'll make a Christmas video. I can commit to that.
Oh my God. Well, I think this may come out after Christmas, but
all right. Then we'll do an Easter video. How about that?
Hey. You know, that's the thing.
And we were just talking about transitioning this podcast into a Christian podcast. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Alex,
there you go.
Alex
that's
thinks
the way.
I need to repent because I.
Gosh.
Well, I didn't kill any. I didn't kill anybody. But,
rinse,
you know.
Rinse, and repent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so a couple of other things that I worked on as well. One, I did a series that you can find on Facebook called Weather Center Ed, WCED, and I've done probably 40 weather parodies where I play a weatherman, and I've also done a large number of Christmas parodies. And I just had lunch with Santa Claus, the fellow who plays Santa Claus in my videos, and he looks like Santa Claus. And I'm sure I can provide you with links that people could go and watch these videos. We just were talking about what are we going to do for Christmas, you know? So there may be a laundry Christmas themed Weather Center Ed or something that's going to happen for Christmas, and I'll sure to let you know.
Yeah. Do you have any plugs anywhere I could direct Ed Train fans?
I would love it if anybody would check out my videos. You know, you could do laundry. You can always find me on Facebook. I'm Ed Train on Facebook. And I post like a rash all over Facebook. I would love to have people watching the videos. You can also find me on YouTube as well.
Yes. Laundry podcast for laundry listeners. Open up your mobile device, laptop, or personal computer and go to Ed Train on Facebook. And support this genius's work. Thank you. This was a huge honor for me. I did cry. Thank you.
I told you, Ed. I told you.
Very, very nice to talk to you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. You opened yourself up.
That was really cool.
And you like are about to get like a whole new network of people. He has that whole jam session of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think you found your tribe, friend. Without abandoning the heart of this podcast, while also maintaining the new direction it was going to go into with the Christian thing, you really found. Like I think you found it. You are now anew. This is new. There you have the old has been washed away, for lack of a better word, and now you're here.
I think
got a whole new load coming.
I think New York is a bit of a wash, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I think I've burned too many bridges here.
So you're going to go to Connecticut with Ed?
Well, I would go to Connecticut. I think I could go to London, England. I think I could go to Paris, France. I think I need
to... They do laundry there.
They do laundry everywhere.
Everywhere.
From Montreal to Memphis to Mozambique.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it might cost a little differently, but...
But you know what? I know how to steal credit cards. Done
Let
it
me
before.
Check my wallet.
I'm not gonna steal yours. Relax.
I don't have a credit card though, so that's rare.
I could steal debit cards too. But I think I need to go on a world tour and, like you said, find my tribe.
Well, Ed is gonna help you. It sounds like you're gonna get your first hit together off the ground. He already knows how to produce bangers.
This is true.
So you're well on your way. You've got the connections. Look at what has happened. Look at what has transpired in the course of the last like 30 minutes.
I know. It's
your life has changed.
Edward Trade changed my life.
You really have to give it up to God though. Like that was God. Hence why this podcast has to become a Christian podcast.
This is the
first Christian podcast about laundry on the Forever Dog Network. It was time for one.
I can't argue with results. This is a miracle.
You're going to be huge at the mega churches. Joel Osteen who?
Yeah.
You're going to be bigger than Joel Osteen.
I need to go around the world.
Yeah.
Preach the word of God.
That's right.
Sing laundry.
Kanye West will be calling you to do this podcast soon.
I would love to have Kanye.
I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Kanye, if you're listening, I would love to have you on the show.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you, friend. I'm so glad we were able to pull you out of this funk. Because you know what happens when you go, when something's funk? You put it in the laundry. It gets washed.
Oh, I love that.
And then it's new. Thank you. This has been helpful.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
You're welcome. I'm so glad I could be here to like really pull you out and lift you back up. I wish you nothing but the most godly of success.
I think this is the beginning of a great new chapter.
Jesus saves, and he saves podcasts too. You know? I'm so proud.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Do you have any plugs?
Well, the only one that you know that I could say off the top of my head, since you're sitting here with me as well, mm-hmm. is that you all should continue listening to the podcast for Laundry, of course.
Of course.
But also listen to Brett Davis and myself on the National Lampoon Radio Hour podcast. I'm sure by the time this episode airs, it'll be well and like debuted, and you will all have been familiar with our voices. At this point, probably you would have become fans, such huge fans of the National Lampoon Radio Hour, that it's like, oh, hell yeah, those two are together in the studio talking? Oh, mm-hmm. I definitely have to watch this episode, listen to this episode. It would have seen our faces too, because it's also going to be on YouTube. So they're going to be like, wow, who are these hot Christian saved gentlemen who love to be clean?
There aren't enough hot Christians.
I mean, here we are. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the plug. I mean, and then Instagram and everything else that's the internet that has like a handle, you can find me, Alex English. The E that spells English is the number 3. And then, you know, I post everything. And then also you can come to my monthly show. Mm-hmm. The next one's in January 13th at the Jane Hotel, 8:00, hosted by myself, Gary Richardson, and Devin Walker.
If this doesn't come out before
then, 13th. Then you know it comes out once a month. The Dad Show at the Jane Hotel every first or second Monday of the month. There you go. That's the one.
Oh my God. Gary, a former guest on the show.
Yeah.
But pales in comparison to you.
Oh, stop it. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me? Now that's a Christian.
Well,
that is a sanctified man. I have so much work to do. All right. Now, that Devin Walker we can talk about.
You, I've been touched by an angel today.
God bless you, friend.
Yeah, praise to Jesus.
That's right. And to Tide.
And, well, seventh generation.
Seven. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm a loyalist. I mean, I've been, you know, Tide. You know.
It's a long story.
Okay.